Welcome to Holding Center, a podcast created to help you own and hold center stage, not only on show day, but also in your life. I'm your host, Ashley Markham, owner of Myo Strength, and joined with me is my co-host, Ashley Spoker, owner of B&B Fit. Let's hold center.
All right. Honestly, super excited to record today because it's been a hot fucking minute because I haven't been able to get my shit together, which is great. I was actually talking about you on my call today.
Oh, I love that.
With like Connor and everybody, because we were talking about getting outside of the box and like doing what works well for that current person. Because I don't know, Connor was going over like some thing he did for this girl and kind of did like a flush, but then like added in like a charcoal, like the charcoal supplement. I can't
Oh, the
think of
binder. Yeah.
Yeah, like a binder. And I was like, oh, well, why would you do that if you didn't really have like a GI map and you didn't know? And he's like, well, just based on her intake form and based on like, you know, doing this a lot, what she was reporting to me, how food was digesting, he's like, I thought it could be beneficial for her. He's like, and it worked really, really well. And I was like, oh man, see, like that's where I get stuck. Like I lack the critical thinking and like what is perfect for that person. And I was like, dude, like my friend Ash Markham, I was like, she, you know, is mentored by Austin and she's coached by Austin and she's done like years and years and years of like just classes and working with people. And I was like, she is exactly like that. Like every time I ask her a question, she's always like, does it make sense for the person? Like, yeah. Like he's like, well, yeah, because there is no box. Like we are so focused on like protocols and this and that. And I'm like, yeah, it makes sense. But also too, it's like what it, yeah, like you said, like, what's
It'll
gonna
be
work for that
honest,
person?
like I was a worse coach when I was a protocol coach, when I like didn't think about like context and everything, and I was just so like, oh, here's a box, shove them in. Like real talk, I was no better than a doctor. And ever since I started like questioning my decisions and my thought processes, like, and also listening to my clients, of course. And that also comes with just experience and like asking the right questions and having skin in the game. So like, don't feel like a failure on your end. Like, I feel like we all have been through like the protocol, like kind of rigid thinking. But when you think outside the box and you don't play by the rules, you'll be able to learn and experience so much better. And like, I actually would love to talk about progress with my mom if we can talk about that today. Is that, that's cool with you?
Yeah, let's lay it out. Let's lay it out. What's up?
So like, my mom has had some undiagnosed autoimmune disease. I mean, it came to fruition. Is that the word?
Yeah, I
Yeah.
think.
Yeah, it came to fruition like pretty early on in my childhood. Like, she had like a normal life. Like, I mean, she legit, like growing up, she was like a normal fucking human being. Like, she was active in sports. She baked cakes. Like, she was just like, for lack of a better word, normal. And then like, things started to happen where she started to like lose her balance. She like had a hard time like having control over her muscles. And while I was growing up, I just watched her functionality decline to where like, I kind of remember my mom walking with a cane. It was like a little wooden cane that you get at like a fucking random ass gas station that's like made out of wood. You know what I'm saying? Like, we literally called it Goosey because it kind of like had like a little neck. It looked like a goose, right? So like, I kind of remember walking or watching her walk with Goosey, and like we would have like dinner at the table, and like, you know, she was able to feed herself then, but like literally I just watched her go from like a normal fucking productive human being to sitting in a chair where she can no longer feed herself. She can't walk. She can like barely text with like a stylus. Like, she can't really sign her name anymore. Like, I remember when the government essentially like took away her driver's license and gave her like just like a regular ass photo ID for like legal purposes. And like, I remember that just like kind of being the straw that just kind of like made her spiral into this depression, because of course you would. Like, why would you not? Because you went from like a relatively healthy, normal individual to like literally life in a chair. And like, she's just been in and out of surgeries, doctor's offices, specialists, and like blatant diagnoses where it's like, you have this, you have that. Oh, just kidding. You don't have this. Like, everyone fights about what she has, but no one fucking helps. Does that make sense?
That and like nobody knows, like, you know what I'm saying? It's like you have this, you have that, but like you don't. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I think that's like part of the thing is like, oh, well, it could be this, it could be that.
Right.
They don't know. But in the meantime, like, they are not being, I don't want to say proactive, I don't know, maybe proactive is the word, but like, they're not doing anything that helps her because they're waiting for like an official diagnosis to start helping her, to be like, oh, like you have this, and then we can put you on all of these fucking meds. But in the meantime,
Exactly.
there's so many things she can do. And I see this all the time with like people that's like, well, we're not sure what's going on, so let's keep doing tests, keep doing this. Okay, well, what do you do in between the tests?
You
There's
get worse.
nothing. Yeah. And like you said, your mom has been dealing with this for years and years and years, and it's been like slowly declining time over time. And there's been no intervention that, I mean, like, what has she been put on certain meds and
Oh,
things like that?
so many fucking medications, so many surgeries. Like legit, it's like she was diagnosed with Arnold-Chiari, which had to do something with the brain and having like a brain abnormality. And then she was diagnosed with spinal stenosis. She has lesions on her brain, and so she does have a diagnosis of MS. But again, it's like all these fucking pills, these anti, like these like muscle relaxers that cause a bunch of inflammation, like all of these things to just treat symptoms and not do the root problem. And it's like, it's just, again, it's so depressing for her because, of course, her mindset is shit. Like, she has full-blown histamine reactions and attacks because of just how inflamed her body is. She gets really bad kidney stones all the time because of all the medications just ripping through her kidney health because they're just so toxic. And, you know, I was calling her, and this is me being super vulnerable shit. And remind you guys, I'm talking to Ash right now. I sometimes forget that we're recording, but I legit called her on Thursday of last week, and I was on the treadmill at the gym just like doing a little catch up. And then she was telling me about like how she is doing better with eating right and drinking water based on me helping her. And I was like, Mom, I'll be honest, it breaks my heart the fact that I feel like you just don't listen to me. And like I started sobbing on the treadmill because I was like, I can help you because I know what doctors don't. And she, of course, started breaking down because she's really bad regulation of her emotions. Because, again, just due to all the inflammation in terms of like central nervous system regulation and all of that fucking bullshit. And she's like, I never meant to hurt your heart. She's like, I just honestly got so depressed. I felt like a lost cause and I just didn't even want to try. And so, like, we had a really good heart to heart. And like I said, she's been like doing like better with her nutrition. Like we have like an anti-inflammatory Mediterranean style diet. She's drinking more water, but now we have her on like pretty robust supplements and legit ass. She texted me today, just like her standard, like good morning, baby girl. And I live by those texts. Like if I don't get a good morning text from my mom, my day is shit. Science. That is just like rooted in fact. But you know, I was like, oh, how are things going? Like, how are you doing with your exercises? Because I even gave her like central nervous system based exercises where, again, I know she can't move, but as we know, when you use it, you get better or you lose it. And so sometimes when it comes to neurological conditions, which she has, even the thought of move my big toe and just trying your damnedest to think about moving your big toe, moving your thumbs, that sends a direct signal. Even if it doesn't go all the way down the chain like it should. And in the cases of MS, where you have a deficiency in myelination to help with those nerve transmissions, like it's still something. So it's like trying to like go from her brain all the way down to her big toe. So it's like just like cognition exercises. Today, she texted me and I asked her how things were going. And she was like, today is the first day where my palms have not been crushing by my fingers. Like she would have such bad muscle spasticity where her fists are like this. Like digging into her skin. She's like, today's the first day that her hands were still curled up, but not digging into her skin. And that
Wow.
is huge because
That is.
she's like, I couldn't remember the last time. She's like, it's been years since my palms haven't been like literally causing her to like dig into her own skin.
That's insane.
Isn't
All,
it?
yeah, all just from like obviously like the diet, the supplements, the workouts, or exercises you have her doing. And like that's insane that like within a minimal amount of time that has changed when she's been doing this for years and years and years. And
For 25 years, we'd say that she's just gotten worse. After 7 weeks with me, she's now regaining some level of inflammation clearance. She is losing weight. She is feeling better. And like, mind you, she has so many problems. Like, it's like so many problems, it's even like overwhelming to like think about. But I'm just like, what makes sense? She has some type of autoimmune. So I'm thinking about the gut. I'm thinking about histamine. You know, I'm thinking about her diet. So it's like, it's not like she w is weighing shit out for crying out loud. Like my stepdad, which I mean, God bless him, he's essentially her caretaker. He like is feeding her better and they're both feeling better. Like he's also gaining the rewards. And like, obviously for her supplement list, like I am doing things to help with her like immune system regulation. So we're thinking about histamine. We're thinking about omega-3, magnesium, N-acetylcysteine. I have her on histamine X. And then today we added in a high dose curcumin. And then also the gut research, the oral BPC. So again, thinking about like increasing her immune system and increasing essentially her resiliency. And
Wow.
like, it's amazing the fact that the whole reason why she wanted to just eat better and start treating her body with a little bit more respect is because she was afraid to be a diabetic. I was like, and again, like I'm not her, so I can't think about like her thought process, but I was like, you have continually gotten worse over 2 decades. And what caused you to change was the fact that you didn't want to be a diabetic. I was like, are you kidding me?
So I think though, like here's the thing though, like thinking about that is like may this might be it, I might be totally wrong, but like, okay, so what she's been going on with for the last 25 years is quote unquote her normal. It's comfortable, it's not new, it's not anything alarming, right? Because she's so used to her day-to-day life of like dealing with this shit, feeling this way, and then maybe having some insight on like the prognosis of like, oh, well, it just continues to get worse, so I just know it's gonna always get worse, right? Whereas like something new, like a new diagnosis might be what like sent her over the edge. Like diabetes is new, it's scary. You don't want anything else. It's so she's like, that's probably the turning point where it's like, oh my God, like I can't have something else happen to me. Like, you
Dude,
know.
you nailed that. That is 100%, 100%. Well, it part of like a depression too is like, again, like it's just one more fucking thing to where she's just like accepted her situation, became comfortable. But you're right, like her mom's a diabetic. And like, I'm not trying to talk shit about my grandma. My grandma, I love her to pieces, but like, she does not take care of herself. Like, she uses her insulin as an excuse to not take care of herself.
Eat lip
Like,
gloss.
the majority of people on insulin that have type 2 diabetes, which is 100% reversible, she has just accepted it and become complacent. And that's where she's happy, is just using insulin because whatever. And my mom is like, I just don't want to do the finger pricks. I don't want to do the insulin. I don't want to be like my mom. And like, for her to say, I don't want to be like my mom, like that actually hurt my heart because how many times have I said that? I don't want to be like my mom.
Right.
Dog.
And that's like what I think you like. She has to see that visually, though. Like, because like for you to see your mom like that, you're like, this is bad. But like, she doesn't see herself in that same mirror, right? Like, we're looking in a different mirror here. But for her to be like, oh, I can't be like my mom, like that makes it easy. Like, you know what I'm saying? So like, I think for her, like that was probably like a huge thing. Is like, I can't handle anything else. Like that. Whereas like someone who's like diabetic who's been like pricking their finger for so long like doesn't even think about it, right? They're like
It's like
whatever,
brushing their teeth, yeah.
right? But like for someone who doesn't have that and knowing that like, oh, I could get that, but like what can I do to prevent that, that's going to be like the point. And I think like a lot of people in general are like that. Obviously we know that it's like there's something that pushes you over the edge that like makes you want to knock that first domino down so the rest of them all fall. But it's like trying to find that. And I have like a girl that I've been working with for so long, and it's like at like very not adherent, compliant. Some days I'm like, what are we doing? Like, I feel bad, like I'm taking your money kind of thing. Like, I'm making all these adjustments, no follow through. Like, but there's like nothing that's like driving like the passion, the urgency, the understanding. And it's a little wild to me. Because she does have, and I know that this is now we know that this is playing in a role into it, but she does have a pituitary tumor. And yeah, that's wild. So, and doctors are just less than ideal for that helpful shit. But it's just curious to me because I'm just like, well, now you have this. Like, wouldn't that motivate you more to want to take care of what you can control, right? And what you can control is, you know, supplementation, dietary needs, exercise, movement, sleep, you know, stress management, all of those things. And then like one of the big things that I'm actually getting really, really hard, not hard on my clients about, but is like having that like bird's eye view of yourself. And I have one girl that does a really good job of it. She's like, wow, I noticed that when my husband's out of town for work and I'm trying to do 7 billion tasks, my recovery and whatever the Oura Ring tracks, like the readiness or whatever, is really low.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, wow. Like, do you think it's because like you're staying up late to get a whole bunch of things done that don't necessarily have to get done? You're just, trying to take on every single task. So when your husband gets home, he doesn't have to do anything. Like, and being a solo parent, she's like, yeah, dude, like I realize that. So on the weeks that my husband's out, like I'm not gonna go train 5 days a week. I'm gonna do maybe two and rest a little bit more. And I'm like, beautiful. Beautiful. Like you're taking that and like understanding now, like, and that's what or that's who people like when those people become so successful after coaching, right? They don't, rebound or however you want to call it, is because they're actually taking into consideration that these lifestyle changes, habits, and factors are what's promoting a healthier life. And whether that is like feeling good, looking good, performing good, whatever you're out to achieve, that's where those people continue to make lifelong progress, right? Because they're like, hey, like when I actually go out to eat for 3 days in a row, I feel like fucking garbage. I can't fucking train. I can't fucking sleep good. I'm stressed. I don't know. I shit my pants. I don't know. Like, like just stuff that like isn't good. So then they're like, oh, well, that makes me want to eat whole foods. It makes me want to move my body in a way that feels good. So like having that understanding and like your mom now is going to be like, wow, me eating this Mediterranean diet, me doing, these neurological exercises, these are good for me. Like I already feel better. And it's like, wow, like why would you not continue to fucking do that,
Right. And that also like just goes to show you how big the readiness factor plays into mental health. Because like in the situation of my mom and maybe even your client, like eventually you just like you accept your situation and you do become comfortable. But then in some cases you just become like a lost cause. Because like think about your life now, Ash, and imagine like doing all the things, right? You have a beautiful he's still brand new. He's brand new, right? Beautiful, brand new baby. Like you have a life, you're loved. And then imagine all of that in over the next 20 years, and you're in a chair, and that's all you do. Like you go from being a doer to doing nothing. That was her life, right? And like that was also her life with me growing up. So imagine the fact that like, you couldn't do things with AJ. Like you couldn't go to the mall without him pushing you in a wheelchair. He would be wiping your butt. Like that was my childhood. And like even thinking about that is like, that is probably in one of her eyes a failure as a mom, a failure as a human being for your daughter to take care of you. And then now in your late adulthood years, her being like, mid 50s, seeing her parents age and decline and feeling guilty that she can't take care of them. So it's like in her eyes, she's been done nothing but fail and do nothing but sit around and waste away. And I told her, I was like, Mom, all your life, you have done nothing but do. It just change due to you losing your functionality. But even now, it's like she is a very devout Christian and a very strong faith despite this, right? And the reason why I mentioned that is I told her, I was like, you don't even realize it, but you have your own texting ministry. Like you text people like me, your friends, especially if you don't know they're struggling, either every single day or, when it feels like on your heart to reach out. I was like, you are still doing something despite your ability to essentially not be able to move your body. But the fact that she can hold a phone and make little, like it probably takes her 3 hours to text four people. Like just like the such a slow mobility, right? But she still fucking does it. I was like, you have no idea what a blessing that is to me, to my husband, to your friends. Like it
Chill.
is. Dude, right? It's still doing. Yeah, I was like, Mom, you are giving all you can give right now. And like she started crying because she just didn't even view it like that. She's like, I'm just texting you. I was like, no, Mom, you are making a difference. And so the mentality and the perception is so important because in her eyes, she's doing nothing. And in my eyes, she's doing everything. And that is so big. When it comes to how we live our lives, it's like you can view the negative, but if you're going to view the negative, then by God, also view the opposite side of the coin because both are true, but it depends on which one you accept.
And I also think too, like, it is like, what is your like perception of like failure versus achievement too? Because like for her, it's been very like, I'm a failure because I can't physically do what everyone else is doing or physically do what all the other moms are doing. But when you look at it, like, I'm sure there's tons of people out there that would be like, wow, I just wish my mom would text me every fucking day, text me back. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, like, her doing that, like, she probably is like, oh, well, like, this is all I can do. It's not much, but like, that is huge, you know, because there are some people that want that so bad. And like, you appreciate it. You tell her you appreciate it. Like, thank you every day for fucking texting me. So, like, it's hard to see like what or how well you're doing when you're like looking at everything you can't do, right? Like, it's very hard to be in that point of like, wow, like, oh, I look at my daughter and I see everything I wasn't able to do. I wasn't able to hold her. She had to wipe my ass, X, Y, and Z. But it's like, how much more has she done for you that she probably doesn't even know? Like you said,
Dude, the mental, like
that, like, but like,
everything.
I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but you do what you do because of your mom.
Also,
Because
yes.
yes, you wanted to help people. You've always helped your mom. You wanted to show people that, you know, life is worth living, that you don't have to get to a point of this, that you can make the changes. So like your mom probably doesn't even realize that like the foundation and one of your life purposes of helping people started from her. I'm
Dude,
not.
exactly.
Yeah. And like that's huge. And she probably can't see that because it's so much like, oh, I'm less than on every other realm, but like she's not, right? And I think that that goes to show like people's like, hey, like, yeah, we always want more. We always tend to focus on, like you said, the negative, but like we also see like the positive too. And I think that's where we lack. Well, I know that's where we lack, not because I do the same shit, you know, I'm always like, fuck, man.
I do too, but it's something where it's like if I am in one of my spirals and I'm considering only the negative, I will stop myself and I will be like, but what are the positives?
Yeah. I'm always like, what am I grateful for? I'm like, okay, I can breathe. Okay, like versus stuff. Like, and then I'm always like, well, like you got good brain function because you're allowed to think a bunch of negative thoughts, even though we shouldn't. So let's be grateful that we can think, like, you know, like those kind of things. But like just to circle back around, like it's really cool. Like, how does it feel to like be able to like finally have your mom accept your help?
Dude, it feels unreal. And I even told her, I was like, my goal by the end of April is for you to have a function of your entire arm. And that might be totally fucking just out of this world, literally. But like, I mean, shit, at this point, after literally 6 weeks, 7 weeks that she's like not having like as much like muscle spasticity,
Yeah.
like I will take that and I will run with it. And that also goes to show you the importance of surrounding yourself with the right people because like, and again, I'm not trying to talk shit on my family. It's just this is the reality. She's is surrounded by people that aren't like her, that aren't go-getters, that aren't doers. They just are acceptors. And she, what happened to her? She accepted. She accepted her situation. And then I was talking with her about like what I do, and she's like, honestly, this is just so refreshing to be around someone who is not necessarily just like fake bullshit, like positivity, because it's not fake hype. It is perspective. It is perspective and the mentality of like, you don't have to be this way, not if you don't want to. And I was like, and I would love to be able to help you, but I can't do it without you. So again, like inviting her to be a part of a team, which is again, it's what we do as coaches. It's like when you work with a coach, you are entering into a team, not on quote unquote like the team atmosphere of like other clients. Like, while yes, that is great for camaraderie, it is you are a team with your coach. You want someone who is on the same page with you that wants to make you be successful and better, but they can't do it without you. And it was just a really good conversation to where it's like, you know, I she's like catching herself being negative. She'll be like, oh, the weather sucks today, but you know what? Like I woke up. That's huge for her because I come from the family where it's like if they have something to bitch about, they will. And granted, like I used to be the same way, and sometimes I still do. Like it is something where again, it's not that you shouldn't like bitch about stuff because I know that is sometimes good for morale to recognize your suffering, but to not remain in the suffering, to not re remain in the suffering sauce, to like literally pull yourself out of it. So it's like it's telling her it's the idea of like literally coping where it's like you accept the situation as truth. It's not to be delusional that everything is rainbow and sunshine. It's like for crying out loud, she still wears a diaper, but to know that like you might not always need a diaper. And the fact that we are noticing improvements in at least your outlook and therefore your quality of life, also in like the rigidity of your muscles. So it's like, it just goes to show you that, for crying out loud, if my mom can notice improvements in 7 weeks and she literally sits in a chair all day long, that if you have any ounce of your freedom when it comes to how you move your body, dude, start today and create better for yourself. Because like Ash nailed it. Like the reason why I do is because of my mom. And the reason why I am the way I am is because of my mom. Because I didn't want to be like her growing up.
No, and yeah, it just goes to show that like how impactful like experiences and people can be in our lives, and like it's like a driving force for everything that we do, essentially, right? Especially the ones that are like close to us, like obviously family and close friends, because their opinions matter most. But
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's gonna be awesome. Like, we'll have to do like another like update on your mom for sure. Because I think we'll all be curious to see like how she is at the end of April, like if she can use her whole entire arm, like, you know, that'd be like really fucking cool. But
Dude,
like,
I'm telling you, I want something, because like literally this is how her medical care has been. It's always been like you go to the hospital, you either do a surgery or you do, maybe it's like kidney stones or whatever. It's always just been like treatment of a symptom. And because of how fucked up insurance is, like there's a rhyme and a reason in order to get prescribed things. And so literally, I remember in the hospital, she was recovering from, I think, another UTI or a kidney stone. I don't know. 'Cause like her medical history literally blurs together. Like I could count how many times she's been in the hospital for like surgeries and UTIs and yada 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 yada. And so one of these cases, like a physical therapist came in because it was ordered by insurance to whatever like billing code. A physical therapist came into our hospital bed and was like, gave her a pamphlet on how to empty the dishwasher. And this was like 6 years ago. And she's been like essentially bedbound for, I'd say, 15 years. And so they were literally trying to like show her how to empty a dishwasher. And when she told me that in the hospital room, because it was a prior experience, when like the PT came and then I was able to come up because I was like not in Ohio at the time. Like Eric and I were visiting her because of her health scare. Like it was me, my mom, and my grandparents, who again, very religious, right? And she was telling me about the PT, telling her and showing her how to empty a dishwasher. And I looked at her and I was like, but you can't even fucking walk. Like literally drop the F-bomb. And my grandparents busted out laughing, and they were like, listen, we were all thinking it too. So like it just goes to show you how like our healthcare system is not healthy anymore. It is no longer caring about your health. It is managing diseases. It is trying to just abate symptoms. Because if you like take one look at my mom and you see her literally just like crumbled up like paper, and you're like, I'm gonna show you how to empty a dishwasher. Like, use common sense and open your eyes. And more importantly, open your heart to understanding context, which kind of just goes back to coaching anyway, because it's like you have to understand the context of where your client is at in order to help them make even the smallest of improvements.
And that, yeah, and that's like the thing. Like, I think a lot of people too are just so quick to like climb the whole mountain, right? Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like you haven't even been walking on the path to get to the fucking mountain. So like, why are we gonna try the mountain? Like, yeah, hey, you haven't walked in months. Like, let's go fucking enter the.
Years.
But yeah, sorry, years. It's like you haven't done that, but I want you to unload the fucking dishwasher. Like, you can't even, you know, open your hands up, but.
Can't even feed herself. Can't even wipe her own ass. And yep, let's just straight to the dishes.
Let's go walk over to the dishwasher, stand there, pivot around a bunch of times, pick up fucking forks.
Exactly. And like
But
I can tell you this as a nurse, because you're like, what the fuck are we doing nowadays?
dude, and like shit like that though, like I 100% like people, oh my God, I'm so mad right now because like so we had a lady. This just fucking happened. I was just at work on Wednesday. She, 80-year-old lady, like I don't know, fell down in her apartment, was relatively doing everything on her own, X, Y, and Z. She like broke her pelvis, the front of her
Oh.
pelvis, with a little bit of a shift. And then she also broke like her tailbone. And So they're like, okay, it wasn't like a severe, like total needed to go to surgery to fix it, just like, you know, like a little fracture, so to speak. And I'm standing there and I'm like, hey, like, what are we doing with this lady? Like, are we admitting her? She went to a rehab. Like, what the fuck are we doing? Like, why is she sitting here? We're done with all of our care. He's like, well, I wanted to know if you could get her up and ambulate her. I said, one, her pelvis is broke. Two, she's 80 years old. Three, I just rolled her over to get her on the bedpan and we could barely fucking do that. But yeah, sure, I'll get her up and see if she'll walk. Like, I guess I just like don't know where the disconnect is, where they're like, hey, like, let's try and do this overarching achievement thing where it's like, those don't make sense, right? Like the shoe is not, or the foot is not fitting in the fucking shoe. So yeah, like I don't understand where like healthcare is going. I don't. I'm like, I would like to hope that it's like getting better. And I mean, I'm grateful that like in a way that like we do what we do and we have the clients that we have because doctors fail them. I'm not happy that doctors are failing them, but obviously, like it, you know, it's good for us to be able to help people and do what we want to do. But like, I guess, like, you know, like, so when your mom goes back to the doctor and is like, hey, look, like I can move my hands, I
Hey,
can move this.
look.
Yeah, literally double middle finger. So, you know, but it's like, at what point, like, what are they going to say? Like, are they going to be like, oh, well, this
The
is great.
medicine worked.
Yeah, like that's what I'm saying. Like, they're not even going to ask her what changed, like what she's doing differently, what supplementation, what diet, like if she, you know, what exercises, like what changed. Like never in a million years are just going to be like, okay, well, this is great and move on. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it blows my mind that like this is where we're at and that it takes people, your mom, 25 years and you know, obviously something to you know, finally tip the cup where it's like, okay, I need to make a change. And I don't know if that's just because like medical healthcare professionals are telling them, like, no, we'll just keep running tests, or like you need an official diagnosis. But like, what you need is just to know that like you're not okay, something is wrong, something needs to change, and finding what that change is.
Yeah, I mean, kind of going back to what you said earlier about like the disconnect, there can't be a connection if you're not aware, if you're not even looking at the situation in its entirety, right? That is why when you work with the right coach, like you will get all of them one-on-one, meeting on a consistent basis to look at symptoms and to get a bird's eye view, right? But to the point of the doctors, because of how fucked up the industry is when it comes to education, when it comes to being just quite frankly overwhelmed with patients and then throwing insurance into the mix, they are so overwhelmed, undereducated, and quite frankly, just again, just so overwhelmed that it's no wonder they have to try to streamline things by throwing people in boxes that checked off symptoms and lab work, or, oh, I don't know, go see a specialist. And that specialist is backed up for 6 months. Oh, I don't know, here's a medication that we could try. Maybe it'll kill you, but maybe it'll not. Like,
Dude,
that's been her treatment. You know what I'm saying?
that's so, you know, like that makes sense. But I was just like thinking, like, I have a girl that they have no idea what she has. They diagnosed her with RA. They put her on Tylenol. She felt like fucking shit forever. Got these labs done. Labs are worse when the medication was supposed to help. She made the decision to take herself off Plaquenil. Night and day difference. Like, she's sleeping so much better. Feel like shit. And like that's what I'm saying is like they check these boxes, don't really have an answer, put all this shit just to mask the symptoms, but never find that root cause. And something I kind of learned is like there with what we have going on in the world, like there may not ever be a definitive answer because I don't think we know everything. I don't, you know, like
No, of course not. Like, I'm not going to sit here and pretend that I know more than doctors, but here's what I will say is I will find the fuck out. I will
yeah.
research. I will pay for mentorships. I will, when you work with me, you get all of me, right? And I will figure it the fuck out because it is something where, because of my own history of myself, how I was raised, and how my life was growing up, like I used to be so results focused that now what I'm doing is anything, any new information is now a piece of the puzzle. And it might be as simple as a 25-piece puzzle, right? Fucking your son would do that. Some might be 10,000 pieces. And so anytime I gain new information, it's another piece of the puzzle. It's part of the progress, right? And it took me so fucking long, especially when it came to my own like bodybuilding even, that it's just another piece of the puzzle. And we will figure it out. And it'll take time, and it won't always be easy, and it'll be hard, but it's another piece of the puzzle. And so like that to me has been my mantra as of late when it comes to my health, my mom's health, the health of my clients. Like when we get labs back or we see new symptoms pop up or symptoms dissipate, is another piece of the puzzle. And regardless, we keep going.
No, and like I love that because like everything we do is just like feedback and data and like where we at, like right. And I used to be, I don't know, just, I used to be the same way, like, oh my God, none of my clients are making progress. And I'd be like emotional about it. And it's like, okay, like physically, like we want to see those giant transformations that like, you know, on Instagram. But the more and more I coach, I'm like, it's very far and few between that like people have like insane transformations in like a short period of time, unless it's like fucking prep, right? Like, sure, there are people that do that, no problem. Like, but like, we have to understand that like, there, like, again, there's like a lot of unknowns, right? That we're gonna find out. It takes time to find things out, right? It takes time to be a client. It takes time to learn your body. It takes time to, you know, figure out what's going to fit best for that person specifically. Like, and like, I hate to say trial and error because it sounds like, oh, we're just throwing a bunch of shit at you, but we're not. Like the thing is, like Ash and
Well,
I,
some of us aren't. So some probably will.
right? But like the thing is, like you have to be educated enough in, you know, like what's going on, supplementation, the mental of that client, that client's life, like what they're capable of doing, what, you know, they have access to and X, Y, and Z, and then pick the right pieces to fit that puzzle. Because sometimes you're going to put a piece in there and it's not in the right spot, right? And that's okay. We're just going to adjust and we're going to move it around and see where it fits. Is it an end piece? Is it a middle piece? Whatever. We're educated enough to know like what should work on paper, right? Like based on studies, based on anecdotal evidence that we've seen with other clients. But sometimes you try this shit and you're like, what? What do you mean that didn't fly? Like there are some times where I'm like, okay, cool. Like we're going to do this, this, and this, you know, especially with like lab work. Labs should improve. Why wouldn't they? You know, we're doing all of the right things. You get them back, and it's like, nope, that didn't work. And it's like, wow, okay, you know, let's go to plan B, which is fine. It just didn't work for you, but you can have another client, exact same shit, did the same thing, worked beautiful for them, right? Because there's just so many variables. And I think that's like where a lot of coaches and or doctors are missing the mark, especially doctors, because doctors are educated and trained to fit in that box. You have X, Y, and Z symptoms. The best one is GI symptoms. Oh, you have acid reflux. Here's a PPI. Okay, well, what's causing that? Like, don't you think we should like figure that out? Maybe like dive a little deeper. No, you just have acid reflux. You know, here's your Prilosec. See you later. Oh, well, yeah, it did work. Like, I don't have any more acid reflux. Well, you also don't have any more stomach acid. So now you're not digesting anything.
So
So
therefore, then you have no iron and no magnesium, and you can't
you have,
digest protein anymore. And
yeah, I'm like, oh, were you taking any type of medications? Because you're probably not even absorbing those anymore for fucking thyroid, blood pressure, whatever you're taking it for, because you just wiped out everything that was helping absorb that. So here we are.
It is just like it's so hard because like obviously like it's multifaceted and there are bad doctors as much as there are bad coaches, and then there are doctors that genuinely want to make a difference, and then they go through med school, they do their residency, they do all of the things that they need to do, and then insurance comes into play and just gives them the biggest middle finger and says, get fucked. And then doctors get depressed because they're like, I went in to help people and now I'm not even helping people. And granted, there are some doctors that are like, fuck this, I'm going to take the holistic approach. And then again, there also breaks into both good and bad, right? And at the end of the day, like, I truly believe that even though I don't know everything, I'm going to try to figure out all I can learn just to like better myself, better the people that I work with, better the people around me. Because like, I don't want people to be like my mom, to where they just give up on themselves because what the fuck's the point? Like, there's always going to be hope. You just got to dig. And some people got to dig more than others, but like, damn it, I'm with you with the shovel. Like, let's figure it out.
I mean, that's what, going back to like what you said, like we're a team, you and your client are a team. You do it together. You're supportive. We figure it out. We try this out. You give me the data. You give me the feedback. Is it working? Is it not? Okay. Like, and it's cool. It's cool to, I think it's really cool though, like with where we're at and how we can help people with just, I think it's like goes to show too that just like people don't know the profound impact that just take like what taking care of yourself one looks like and two does for you. And that's like, it just blows my mind. I mean, so obviously Ash and I haven't recorded in a couple of weeks because I've just been having like mentee bees and then I was on vacation. But I didn't take care of myself for like a fucking week, guys. Like full on, like under eating, not sleeping well. Like I highly doubt I was eating, 1,200 calories a day. Like my appetite was just trash because my stress was so high. And I texted Ash the other day and I was like, oh my God, dude, like, do I feel like shit? Like my body hurt, my recovery sucked, like my brain cognition was trash. Like it was just not a good time after like allowing myself, like letting myself go for a couple of days. And I was like, wow, never again am I doing that. Because like I can now see the importance of like just taking care of myself, eating enough food, drinking enough water, getting enough good sleep, and how that impacts my health and how I feel day to day. And it's like, so, one, doctors don't help with that, but two, like when we start educating our clients and, having them follow through and live this life, like that's where like you see symptoms improve, you see quality of life improve, you see physiques improve and onward. Like, everything just starts getting better. And it's like really awesome to fucking see that. Even if, like you said, the weekly check-ins is just like getting that data and how can we make you feel better one step at a time.
Exactly. And I think also, like, to add to your point, a lot of it comes to ownership and awareness when it comes to the fact, like, if you are not feeling good and you're not taking care of yourself, then when you look in the mirror, it's like you have no one to blame but yourself. And then it's like, and like that also hurts because it's like, yeah, you trust doctors and other people to take care of you, but like you also have your own part to play in your health or maybe lack thereof. And that awareness to like own the fact that you were neglecting yourself, whether it was mentally, whether it was physically, or whatever, like that shit hurts too. But then also, like, that's the secret in terms of the turning point. Like, if you don't like how you're treating yourself, guess what? You get the change. You have the power to change. And when you start to feel good finally after neglect and after abuse and all these things, and you're like, shit, I'm never going back. And like for you, it was a span of a couple of weeks, or at least like, a week with the eating, and you're like, oh, I don't want to feel like this again. Like I'm gonna be on top of my meals because I deserve to feel good, right? Like again, we talk about like not being like, it's not being selfish for taking care of yourself. It's an obligation, right? And that way, in order for other people to depend on you, your son, your partner, your family, like your growing family, your clients, like if you're not taking care of Ash, like you can't take care of anyone else. And I think a lot of the times, especially with like mom guilt, it's like, oh, I can't because my kids come first. And it's like, your kids can't come first until you are able to help them. And if you're not helping yourself, like this also like kind of perpetuates the cycle of if you are neglecting yourself, you are showing them what it means to be an adult. And then we have, years of adults like playing the martyr card. And it's like, it just takes one generation to show you the difference of like, hey, you know what? It's okay to like say no. It's imperative that you say no. It's imperative to take time out to eat, to drink water, to have like mommy time, to have mommy and daddy time. Like when you show your kids how important it is to take care of yourself, you are giving them such a good example, such a good example. So that way we can break this like fucking bullshit trend of martyr, neglect. And like, yeah, I'm not having kids, so unfortunately, like, I can't show the next generation, but I'm still not gonna give up on the generation above me because, like, you're never too old to learn. It's just, are you willing to?
Yeah, that's huge. I mean, a lot of people aren't. They're stubborn. They're stuck in their ways. They don't want to change. Their way is the best. One thing to like piggyback off that is like, I'm sure people say this all the time, but when you're on the airplane, What do they say? Put your mask on first before you put on anyone else's. So, yeah, you take one thing away from this podcast, it's that. Like, you need to help yourself in order to help others. But yeah, like, mom guilt is a real thing. And it's difficult and it's hard. And I never understood it until I lived it. But I know that, like, if I am not taking care of myself, and I saw it last fucking week, I was so stressed to the fucking gills, guys, that, like, I couldn't do anything for my son, and that felt shitty. Like, I
Dude, I
wasn't.
remember you texted me that. You're like, I didn't do anything for my son today. And like, my heart broke for you because like, I couldn't imagine how you felt.
Oh my God, I want to cry, like, thinking about it. Like, thank God my father is just amazing. Like, I literally couldn't even change my kid's diaper. Like, he wanted to play. I'm like, I don't have any energy. Like, I'm just like, I felt like I was just like on edge. I was going to yell at him if I was around him for no reason, just because I wasn't. And I was like, we need to take care of ourselves for not just ourselves, but for other people to show up as a good mom, as a good friend, as a good person, as a good wife, as a good coach, as a good anything. Like, and you know what? I'm gonna start doing that now. Like, walking down the street and, like, when people are just like grabby, or like, I mean, even as a nurse, when people are screaming in my face, I'm just like, wow, you just don't take care of yourself. And that's why you are the way that you are, because you're not taking care of yourself in all facets of life.
And like, I don't want people to hear us and be like, taking care of yourself is equal to being a bodybuilder. That's not true. You don't need to be a bodybuilder to take care of yourself, right? Now, there are things that bodybuilders do that are great habits: sleeping, drinking, that bodybuilders should be doing, drinking water, sleeping, eating fruits and vegetables, eating lean sources of protein, eating fatty sources, like eating food, real fucking food, taking health supplements to support what you like. These are great things that anybody can do, right? And I think it is just so important to recognize that because like you said, like you have to take care of yourself. And I talk about wearing hats, and at the end of the day, you have to wear your own hat in order to have other hats that you wear, right? So like something that Eric said that like was a life changer for me is like, please be kind to my wife, because I wasn't being kind. I wasn't taking care of my mental health. I was being a fucking spaz. And like it was impacting every other facet of my life. And the idea of like, oh, I am a wife, I am a daughter, I am a friend, I am me, falls to me. So it's like the next time you don't want to take care of yourself for any fucking excuse, I don't care if it's a good one or a bad one, think about if what you were doing, you saw your best friend, your husband, your wife, your son, your daughter, someone that you love neglect themselves, would that make you happy or sad? Would that elevate your heart? Would that hurt your heart? And if you are being honest with yourself, if you saw a person that you loved with your entire being mistreat themselves, it would break you. So why do you excuse that behavior in itself? Because it's familiar? No. Let's stop that shit.
Dude, I can't tell you guys how many times a week, like, I'll text Ash, and I don't know, just like dog shit on myself. And Ash will be like, please be kind to my friend. And I'm like, yeah, I don't want to be a mean person to your friend, so I guess I'll stop. Cause it, like, it really calls you out. And like, one, it like calls you out and you're like, wow, I am being like really mean. Like, this is like inappropriate. And then like, two, it's just like, wow, like somebody really loves me enough to like stop me. And I'm like, wow, like I want to be a better person for that person who's loving me. So it's like, it's really cool. And like, obviously, like no one's ever done that
Yeah, I
for
mean, like you can't be a better person if you're being bad to yourself.
me.
Like it's just
Wow. Should
it conflicts.
we get that put on a shirt? You
Ooh.
can't be a better person without being better to yourself. I'd
Yeah,
wear
I
that.
mean, that's it's the truth, right? I mean, like you ask anyone, like it starts within, right? And like I know that sounds super like Miss America, but it's literally that's like the ripple effect. You are the ripple. Right?
America.
It's America, world peace, but like literally, like you are the ripple. And if you see yourself taking care, if you were taking care of yourself, other people are going to take notice because your entire being is going to change. Like it just will change. And then people are going to be like, oh, are you on Jenny Craig? And be like, no, I'm taking care of myself. I'm doing something else. I'm doing this for me. Like people are going to ask questions. And this is where it is super important. When people ask questions, be passionate about your answer. Don't view it as judgment. Don't view it as like questioning to interrogate. Be so in love with what you are doing that you can't help but gush and educate, because
Yeah.
that's where you kind of stop that bullshit of like judgment. Because like people are curious. We're very curious creatures. And I am saying this because I used to be so like combative about questions to where I would recoil and like snap back. But now it's like, dude, ask me what I'm doing. It's like I feel like it's like a little name tag. It's like, ask me about like my health, because it's like I want to share with you what I'm doing because I am in a good spot. It's not perfect. It's not meant to be perfect, but I just love my life, and like anything that happens is what happens. I want that for you. I want you to love your life.
No, yeah, that makes like a lot of sense. Like, I think about like when people ask me like why I got into this, and I was like, because I was so passionate, and people were always asking me like, what are you doing? Why are you doing that? Why are you eating that? What are you eating? And I used to be like really closed off and be like, oh, like I'm embarrassed that I'm eating this because everyone else is like eating pizza or X, Y, and Z. And I'm like, dude, no, like eating this shit is where it's at. Like, you're gonna feel good, you're gonna sleep better, you're gonna have better energy, you're gonna look good, you're gonna fuck good, you're gonna do, X, Y, and Z. And it's like, damn, like it's just cool, like, And I used to be in that same thing where I was like, I used to like not like eating in front of people with my like Tupperware container because of judgment. But like you said, like people are just like curious. And like, if you become like, flip that and have that positive and like passionate realization behind it, then it's like it's not like a big deal. Like, you know what I'm saying? That like it doesn't feel monumental. It doesn't feel like a diet. It doesn't feel like you're pulling teeth. It's just like, no, it just is. That's all it is. It just is because it's cool. It's fun. You feel good, you know?
Yeah, I think it is just so important that, like, again, it's not, I don't want people to listen to this and be like, oh, this is just such like fake positivity, because it's not. It's like we all have our own struggles and our challenges, right? But again, it's the perception of it. You know, you could be going through a hard time. Like, I mean, like, I hate to like, I mean, prep, but like, you don't think that like I wake up and my legs are like cinder blocks right now, because like right now they are. But you know why they're cinder blocks? It's because I go to PT. And she gave me this movement that changed our entire focus. It's not that I have weak glute meds, it's the fact that they're weak in unison together. And she gave me these movements that kick my fucking ass. But you know what it's done? It's changed the way I'm able to train. And so I had hit so many fucking PRs in the gym this week. I feel good. My legs hurt. I woke up after daylight savings, that fucking bullshit. I was like, I need to do my cardio today. I get to do my cardio today, but guess what? Cardio was still hard. It was hardio. It was not a partio. It was cardio. But we still got shit
Cardio.
done. You know, like it is what it is. It's raining right now. I don't have my sunshine. I don't get to walk outside. But you know what I do get to do? I get to do laundry instead. I get to wash my sheets. I get to wash my hair. I get to walk on the treadmill. I get to eat nourishing food. I get to, you know, talk to someone I want to talk to tonight on my podcast live. It's like, it's not that I don't recognize the bad, and the point is to not ignore the bad. It's to view the challenges, accept that they are, change your perspective, and move on with your life. Like, that's the stress management piece. It's not a supplement. It's not like meditation. And it's not that those things are bad either, but it's the perception. It is your ability to adapt and to pivot. Like, that is like the game changer. So that way, when you experience a stressor, your body doesn't like feel so fucking fight or flight that you want to shit yourself. It's like, oh, that kind of sucks, but we'll move on, because that's a part of the entire process. It's another piece of the puzzle.
Yeah. And it's like, I feel like it's empowering to know like that you're in control of like your not like feelings, so to speak, but like what
Your
you choose.
response to your
Yeah.
feelings.
Because like I was like, you saying like, oh my God, I'm so stressed to shit yourself. Like that was me like all the time. And I don't know, like maybe like 2 months ago, like I posted something on my Instagram about like how like my kid was screaming, my dog ran away, like I burned my fucking, oh, I burned my sourdough starter after I worked so hard on it. It was that day. And I was
It
like,
was
you
the
know,
country song day.
yeah, I literally, yeah, seriously, write a song about my life. But yeah, and I was just sitting there and I was like, wow, I like don't want to get stressed about this, so I'm just gonna choose not to. Like all of
That's
this.
the thing, yeah.
Yeah, all of this shit sucks and I'm kind of upset about it, but like me sitting here and being like, everything is ruined. Oh my God, I hate life. It's the end of the world. I'm never gonna recover from this. Like that's how I used to be, and then go shit myself and not sleep all night. And I'm like, yeah, like I can't do that. I don't wanna do that. And I find like that empowering that I choose to not respond like that because I know it's not good for me and I don't feel good doing that. So it's like,
Yeah.
why?
It's like I know people that are like nurses like you, where it's like, especially because you're an ER nurse, like an extra layer of stress stimulation. It's like people are like, well, how do you like be a doctor or how do you be a nurse or whatever? And then also like do like the bodybuilding thing. Like, how do you be a nurse, be a mom, do bodybuilding, and also be a coach? It's like because you choose to do it and you don't view it as this overwhelming stress because you don't have that stress response. You accept what is, you take big deep breaths, and you take it one thing at a time. Like that is the management of stress. It is not the fact that Ash has the secret that she lives in a bubble. Like her life is very chaotic, but it's not a such an overwhelming reaction because she doesn't react. That's the thing. And that's how she's able to do the things that she needs to do every single day. And it just be like a part of her life. And I'm not saying that like she should do things to add more stress and stimulation because again, like that's not the point either. But the point is whatever's on your plate, you likely asked for it to be there at some point in your life. So be thankful and continue to eat and continue to show up.
I'm like, this is what like probably gonna be the last thing I say, but like one thing that I always do at the end of my day is, I put my kid to bed, I come back out to the kitchen, I start cleaning up, I start washing, bottles, everything, whatever, his fucking trays.
Do you need a pamphlet on how to open up your dishwasher? So I
Dude.
can take care of you. I can send you the tutorial.
So yeah, no, I have a dishwasher. But yeah, actually I'm probably gonna call your mom to come help me do
The
that.
legit, like my mom, fucking expert. Expert on dishes.
I'd be like, hey, I know you're in Southern Ohio, but can you actually drive
Can
yourself?
you walk? Can you
Yeah,
walk up
I
to
want you to walk 300 miles to show me how to use the dishwasher.
give
Because
me a year with her. Give me a year with her, and we'll
yeah,
see.
dude, I hope she shows up in my kitchen one day and empties my dishwasher. But anyways, I say this at the end of every fucking day, and I don't know if this helps. I'm sure it does, but I don't know where it came from, and it came from some part of postpartum. But I sit there, I'm cleaning up, and I'm just like, deep breath, and I'm like, we made it. We made it another day. And I am so grateful. Like the day could have been crazy, everything, not as planned as I wanted it to be, but we made it. We made it through, and I'm grateful. And that's all I can say is another day down. And it's awesome that we made it.
I think that's the thing is like you wake up, that's gonna be a good day. Even if it's the worst day of your life, it's still gonna be a good day because you fucking woke up. And how many people like aren't given that same blessing? You know, like I remember you worked on New Year's Day, right? And you told me three people had died that day. And it's like how many of them probably made a resolution that they weren't able to keep because they literally died.
Oh, I remember talking about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like crazy. Like, and that's like another thing. Like, I see so much of that. And it's like a lot of people are like, well, why don't you just stop nursing? I'm like, because it humbles me real quick.
Dude.
No, like I like going in there because, like, yeah, it's shitty to see all that, but then I'm like, wow, it puts me in my place to know like what actually is important and what isn't. And I'll tell you straight up, like seeing people die, seeing kids die, seeing catastrophic shit happen, I'm like, okay, yeah, like what I was freaking out about last week, my, I don't know, my clothes not matching, my clothes not fitting, doesn't matter. Really doesn't.
Yep.
Doesn't.
Agreed.
That's
That's all I got, dude. That was a good conversation.
Yeah, that was. Well, until next time, y'all.
Are you gonna say peace or adios?
I don't know. Peace.
Adios.